Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The Conservative Party in Canada, that was once considered the heavy favourite in a Canadian election, but President's trade war has upended the campaign, with the Liberal Party surging. Joining us on the line is John Day, a US attorney at law. John, thanks so much for joining me on The Morning Mayhem. What do the results look like at this stage, and are they likely to change?
Well, it looks at this point as if in a pretty remarkable turnaround, that the Liberal Party, led by Mark Carney, is going to come out victorious in this. And it looks like it's basically a reaction to the work of Donald Trump in the Canadian elections and the things that Trump was saying about wanting to turn Canada into a state and then the tariffs. And so it's never seen an election in Canada where an American president played such a pivotal and significant role.
What was the Liberal Party able to offer that the Conservative Party wasn't vis-a-vis Trump?
Well, you know, and they came back from this place where they were relatively unpopular after Justin Trudeau's premiership, and it looked as if the Conservatives were going to take this thing. I mean, it looked as if there was really no way that they could not prevail. And the Conservative leader, Poilievre, was seen as sort of a mini Trump in some ways. He was adopting a populist stance, and it seemed as if that was going to take the Conservatives and have them win at this point. And yet, it seems like the turnaround came when through the continued work of Trump in terms of what he was asking for with the tariffs and the, you know, this sort of idea that Canada wanted to be the 51st state. And it was this really kind of amazing shift in a relatively short time that seems simply to have been a reaction to the American president.
John, how much of it is the fact that the Liberal Party now has a new head, Mark Carney, who was sworn in as prime minister just 6 weeks ago?
Right. Carney was, so he's sort of this, he's an economist, he's an international banker, he ran the Bank of Canada, he also ran the Bank of England during Brexit. So he has this sort of, for lack of a better term, you know, globalist banker background. And it seems to be that was what generated a lot of sort of voters who might have gone to the Conservatives, but who thought, you know, Carney is going to be a better positioned to deal with Trump than the Conservative leader. Carney has this, you know, his background as a banker, his background internationally, I think, was viewed as helpful and also viewed as apparently what the Canadians want in reacting to Trump.
Does it look at this stage as if the Liberal Party will come in with a majority and be able to form the next government?
It's unclear. I think the last I checked, it was still uncertain whether they were going to have enough to have a clear majority or whether they're going to have to rely on the smaller parties to form the government. Of course, it's going to be much more difficult if they have to have the coalition government established like that. But they're still counting, and it looks like we won't know for some time.
When you say some time, any indication on when we're likely to get the final results?
I was hoping to have that by the time we talked, and I think there's still it's still uncertain, the last I had checked. But, you know, it's I think the significance of this, it's pretty astonishing when you realize that a Canadian election has been determined by that nation's reaction to an American president. Haven't seen anything like this before, and it's pretty remarkable.
It certainly is remarkable and questionable whether we'll see anything like this again. What impact, in your opinion, can these results or will these results have on the Jewish community of Canada?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question because the idea that who is going to be better able to deal with Trump in a way that would we know how world leaders who are able to work with Trump, they know how to deal with him. They know how to flatter him. They know how to get what they want. And he's, you know, he's pretty, it's a pretty much an open book. I mean, there's a, we look at the way that Macron from France has dealt with him and Starmer out of England. As far as the Jewish community in Canada, I think it's going to, what we're looking to see is what does the new, what does Carney bring to it in terms of addressing, I guess the equivalent is, you know, in the States, we've had this really disturbing wave of anti-Semitism, which is in the colleges and the college campuses and so on, which has played a significant role. Canada less so, but what's interesting is the conservative candidate Poilievre was his message was one of sort of this anti-woke. Again, he was sort of mimicking Trump in that way, but it was sort of this very populist anti-woke message, which would translate into not tolerating what we were seeing in the States in terms of the pro-Hamas, the pro-Palestinian protest, which really generated a lot of reaction here in a way that was very visceral. So while it was on obviously not on the same scale within Canada, the idea that who is going to be more protective, who is going to be more willing to work with Trump in terms of, you know, a sort of a unified front. And I think it's unclear, but I think that Carney drew a big centrist vote. A lot of people who possibly would have gone conservative decided that he was much more sort of down the center. And so how that translates into the Canadian Jewish community, I think it's unclear, but I don't think you're going to see anywhere near the division that we saw here in the States.
John, you were talking about anti-Semitism, and what we saw in Canada is what we've seen across the world is a spike in anti-Semitic incidents in the last year, particularly following October the 7th. In your opinion, what legal or policy measures could the new Canadian government implement to address this rising anti-Semitism in Canada?
Well, I think, you know, you could see if following the lead of, for example, the Trump government, which has centered so much of its policy in terms of, say, for example, dealing with educational institutions, saying that they're not going to fund universities, colleges, and schools that permit the rapidly anti-Semitic protests that we saw in the past year. So are the Canadians going to follow suit? Remember, the Canadians generally have been not as affected by the protests, but you've still seen some of them. And I think the idea is that Trump has taken such a strong stand and provided so much support for, taken away support from the institutions that refuse to crack down on the protests, that refuse to respond. I mean, you remember, I mean, the most glaring example, you didn't have the same thing in Canada, but the glaring example of the American university presidents who were just left dumbstruck when they couldn't explain why, genocide, for example, genocide of Jews would be considered offensive on a college campus. They just couldn't muster the words to condemn that. And so you haven't seen this on quite the same level in Canada. But if the lesson for the Canadian government is, you can do what Trump has done and achieve some results that draw attention to this and try to shut down those levels of anti-Semitism, then perhaps that's the route they're going to take.
How might, in your opinion, the Canadian election results influence Canada's foreign policy towards Israel?
Well, it's interesting because the part of the conservative platform had been, we're going to reduce things like foreign aid, for example. But I think even though the conservatives aren't victorious, I think if you are taking sort of the Liberal Party line, which is going to have to be somewhat more moderate, obviously, in terms of what the conservatives were looking for. But I think it's going to be fascinating to see if Carney and the Liberals are able to navigate a foreign policy on Israel that somehow fits in with the American policy that Trump is dominating, but also, you know, stands for what I think a traditional sort of Canadian Canada's traditional position in the world, where they've been seen as, you know, they've staffed the peacekeeping forces. They've been seen as these, you go back to remember in the Iranian Revolution, when the Canadian embassy housed the American diplomats secretly. That was an example of Canada stepping up to support the U.S. on an incredibly dangerous Mideast situation. I don't know whether you're going to see that same sort of cooperation, that same level of cooperation, given that the reaction to Trump in Canada has been so visceral. Now, is that going to translate into something that's not cooperative on the Canadian line on Israel? I just don't know. I think it's too early to see.
John, we'll leave it there for now. That's John Day, U.S. Attorney at Law. Thanks so much for joining us here on High FM. And we'll keep our eyes and ears on those Canadian election results throughout the day.